introducing this week's recording of local news from Eastbourne Talking newspaper.
It's been described as an asset. The Eastbourne Talking newspaper helps 200 visually impaired people keep in touch with the community. But Chairman Graham Eastbury fears some people are missing out.
Our biggest problem is awareness, getting visually impaired people to know that we exist. And we're always encouraging people to contact us and say, look, if you have a problem over reading newspapers, phone up and tell us and we'll put you on the posting list.
I've lost my central vision, which means that I can't read and I can't...
Local resident Edna Parsons has both sight and hearing problems. She's been using the service for 10 years.
I've got macular degeneration. It is debilitating. The talking newspaper keeps you in touch with the community. It is nice to know that you know what's going on and you are part of the community.
But this is our studio. We sit the readers around. Each one has a mic.
Stories taken from the local press are recorded and sent out by post every week for free. They can then be listened to on special speakers. Graham's been telling us what they look for in their team of presenters.
They're going to be computer literate. They've got to have a good, clear speaking voice, a sense of humour, and really a pleasant person who has an interest in helping a charity.
When the Eastbourne Talking newspaper started in the 1970s, news was sent out on cassette tapes. Now memory sticks are used. The service relies on donations and the time of volunteers to keep going. It's hoped using lottery funding to develop a new website will make people more aware of the help on offer. Alex Williams reporting from Eastbourne.